welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And first of all, I want to thank you all so much for all of the birthday wishes. Oh my goodness, I was like, I read each and every one of them. I couldn't respond to all of them because I'm telling you, there were so many. But thank you so, so much. I so appreciate all of you, and I love you. And I love you for taking the time to send me your message and your wishes. So thank you so, so much. It really made my day. You know, it more than made my day, but it's like, wow. So thank you. So today we have Gil Allen on the show with us today, and he's been on with us before and always so wonderful to have him with us. His energy is beautiful. I love it. And he's so authentic and real, you know, and we're going to do a guided journey a little bit later. And it's, you know, his guided journeys are so powerful. It's like, oh my goodness, I was blown away when we did it last time. It's like, wow, amazing. So stay tuned for that. So today we're talking about awaken your inner guidance, right? Go beyond everything you know and awaken your inner guidance. So in a world experiencing extreme change, constant doubt and instability like we are, imagine what it would feel like to have the guidance and support necessary to transform any area of your life and to feel good each and every day. I mean, that's what we really all want, right? So today on the call with Gil, we're going to receive, or you're going to receive a special message from your primary spirit guide. Find out who your spirit guides really are. Discover the key to receiving higher guidance. Learn the essential elements for manifesting your dreams. Find out how your spirit guides can transform your life and learn the fastest way to raise your vibration. So I'm so excited about that and the special guided journey that we're going to take today to meet your spirit guide. And like I said, it's amazing the way that Gil takes us through the journey. Is so powerful and so effective, I find. So Gil is an internationally recognized spiritual luminary, speaker, writer, and author of the upcoming book, The Other Side of Now. Through his international workshops and private sessions, Gil empowers people all over the world to become their own source of guidance by teaching them how to connect directly to their spirit guides. And Gil will teach you how to connect directly on your own to your spirit guides, then together in partnership with your guides. And Gil will take you on a profound journey of self-discovery and healing that will push the doors of your perception wide open. Now, for me, this is so important, you know, empowering you to have the answers that you want and need. Your spirit guides are always there with you. I mean, I'm going to let Gil talk about all of that, but they're always there with you, always wanting to help, you know, and give you information and guidance, you know, and it's such a magical relationship. I love it. So today, as we are gathered together, I invite you all to please just center in your heart space in this radiant light healing circle. As we all get together, just breathe in deeply. My team of guides and angels are here with us now, and they're also sending energies and light and wisdom codes throughout the call. So please receive that, be open to that, and receive the wisdom and teachings and energy that Gil and his guides bring to the call as well. So with that, I invite you to open up your hearts and help me to welcome Gil Allen to the show. Welcome, Gil.
Thank you, Alara. Thank you for having me on today. And, you know, I have to apologize because I didn't know it was your birthday, so I'm wishing you a happy birthday now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a crazy time. And, you know, like you said, with all the emails and everything that we all get, even on Facebook, you know, sometimes there's so many messages. We're just sometimes bombarded with information, right, from outside of us, that we miss things, right? So sometimes we're so bombarded by the information outside of us, it's hard for us to connect within, right?
Absolutely, information overload.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, and even when it comes to focusing on a particular thing like spiritual development, I remember I had one lady inquired for a consultation one day, and I was talking to her on the phone. And she said, you know, I've been listening to teleseminars and I'm taking all these different spiritual classes and I just can't seem to connect and I'm not finding that inner peace and the information isn't coming through. And I said, well, you know, what exactly are you doing? And she said, well, I'm taking a Qigong thing, and I'm taking a meditation class, and then I'm taking an intuition class. And immediately I saw and felt her own guides, like, waving their hands back and forth, like saying, she's doing too much, you know? She's like information overload. And, you know, in order to really receive something well, no matter what it is, it can be a spiritual undertaking or, you know, working on your PhD or anything, you know, just trying to tune into your family more, you have to have space.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have room, you know, in your mind space. You have to be able to assimilate the information, and trying to, you know, having this information overload that we do today, you know, once the internet came into view, people don't create enough of that space for themselves to just have quiet time, to have them time, you know, the me time, and to just not be running around every moment of the day and not having something to read and something to listen to, just being quiet, just being, you know. So, yes, I completely agree with that.
And, you know, and that's the thing. I know that a lot of people listen to these telesummits, and they listen to the recordings or the replays afterwards when they're on the bus or going for a walk or a run or whatever. And it's great. You know, that's great. And, you know, I listen to a lot of stuff too. But, you know, connecting within, even for 10 minutes, you know, 5-10 minutes, just, you know, nourishing that relationship with yourself and with your guides, and sometimes just acknowledging them, can be a huge boost in your building that relationship and starting that communication with them, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, even like for meditation, people think, you know, you have to meditate an hour a day. Sometimes just 10 minutes of that quiet time and that focus is like all you need, because what else do you have in your life where you use that like as a practice? People usually become quiet when they finally finish everything they have to do, but then usually their minds are racing. You know, and when it comes to connecting to your own inner guidance and using your spirit guides, I always tell people, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. You can sit down, you can take a journey, you can have long conversations, you can use journaling method to connect with them. But the easiest way to connect is just take a few minutes. It doesn't even have to be 10 minutes. I mean, sometimes I'll talk to my guides when I'm first waking up and I'm in the shower, and I'll just say, you know, is there anything you want to make me aware of today? I'll be eating some food and I'll look at something and, you know, I'll ask, where did this come from? Like, who decided to put this vegetable with this thing? Or it's just, you know, almost in the way that we now, like, you know, use our cell phones to text people. You get a thought or you just want to say hello and you send a quick text. That's all it takes, because that daily and then, you know, weekly and then monthly, you're building up your connection to your spirit guides and using your own inner guidance just by accessing it and using it in little spurts. And I'm finding, and I have found over time, that that's one of the best ways to build your relationship and strengthen the connection, is not to just wait until you have a major problem. And, you know, it's the everyday connection, the moment to moment connection. And that way you also feel them more. You start to become more aware of your guides coming into you, trying to deliver a message to you, whether you're experiencing, you know, something coming in telepathically, or you're getting a vision of something, or there's a sign they're trying to point out to you. Sometimes you'll just feel them coming in and smiling, you know, to give you support and to give you that love when you're feeling a little bit under. So this constant sort of connection and making these quick, fast, smaller connections really does help ground you to them and develop a deeper connection, just like with a human being. You know, it's the more connectivity we have to another person. It doesn't always have to be in person. Like I said, it can be through a text, a quick email, you know, leaving a message or something. That's creating the bond, you know, between you and the other person. And it's the same thing with your guides. And you get so used to accessing your inner guidance when you're working that way that you don't always, it gets to a point where you don't always have to then seek them out or to ask them a question. You will find them coming to you and answering your question or addressing your concerns and your fears while you're just running through something in your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just thinking about it and you'll feel them pop in. Mm-hmm. So I feel, I don't think I recommended this so much when I was first teaching about this, but now the time has passed and I've worked with so many people, I believe that that is one of the best ways to just do it in, you know, small little spurts. And it doesn't even have to be 10 minutes. It could be like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Now, for, you know, can we talk a little bit about what spirit guides are? Because that's changing a little bit in my mind for myself. You know, in the past, I used to think spirit guides were, you know, loved ones who had passed on. And then, you know, I found, you know, and then my gods and goddesses, right? I'm Hindu, so I have gods and goddesses. And then angels, and now I'm like, it's even broader. Now it's becoming even the galactics and light beings. And so can you talk a little bit about, and of course, animals, right? Power animals and totem animals. And it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, it's a huge team. So I was like, can you talk a little bit about what exactly they are?
So basically, you know, we're all one. It's an energy that all of our individual souls and our individual consciousness and personalities do exist, but they all came from a place, they emanate and are projected out from a place of oneness. So literally, any animal, anything, any departed person, even a tree can be your spirit guide, because you can receive information from anything that has energy in it. There, anything that has energy has a form of intelligence. It may not be the same as ours. It could be lesser. It could be more advanced. So any form of spirit or consciousness can become a guide to you and can join your team. But there is a difference with your main primary spirit guides. Your basic primary spirit guides, that voice, you know, that people feel from time to time, that's calling out to them, that's speaking to them. Your primary spirit guides are your own past, present, and future selves being projected from your soul that are showing up to serve you. They are usually, not 100% always, but mostly, they are coming from your own past, present, or future selves, which means past life experiences that you've had. Those versions of yourself in past lives can show up to help you in the present. In the present form, maybe even a version of you from when you were a teenager or a small child can reappear to be a spirit guide for you. And future versions of yourself that haven't happened yet, although they actually are happening, everything happens at once, but that's a whole different show.
That's true too.
Those versions from your soul can show up, and even alternate versions of yourself that are like currently playing out in parallel universes. Anything that you have experienced on your soul journey, any one of those experiences, whether it's a human being, whether it's animal, whether it's plant, whether it's just simply energetic, whether it's, you know, galactic beings and other planets, as long as it's part of your soul journey, something that you've experienced on this journey, your soul will present that form to you as a guide to help and to serve you. So your primary spirit guides are really just you. They're different versions of yourself from past, present, and future lives or versions, we could say, that are just being projected out from the soul to help you, to serve you, to guide you.
You know, wow, I just got a huge aha or a huge confirmation, because somebody just, I just had a session with someone, and she mentioned, you know, one of my guides, and she said, oh, he's really, you know, he's one of your main guides, and he is you. And I'm like, no, you know, it's like, I discounted it. But now that you said that, it's like, oh, okay. All right. Maybe. All right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, it makes more sense than just random spirits showing up to help you. You know, whether it's an old shamanic, you know, Indian woman or man, or a guru from this or that or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. No, it's your own soul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where is there going to be more wisdom and know you more intimately than your own soul?
Wow. Absolutely.
And that's why it's so powerful, because when you connect with your spirit guides, you're not just talking to a spirit. You are talking to versions of yourself. You are getting to know yourself better and deeper and more fully. And that's the difference than just feeling or thinking that it's some random spirit you're talking to, even if they are wise or all-knowing, but this is you. And all of these versions of you that are being housed within your soul, this is the master within. You know, we are all masters. Mm-hmm. Even if some of us walk around every day thinking, oh, I can't even make a damn decision, you know. But that's just on your human level of consciousness. But truly, if we just expand your consciousness out and open it up a little bit from where you are now to a much higher and lighter frequency of yourself, then you're tapping into the master within, your own master. We are all masters. You know, we're all versions or projections from the God consciousness that have just been separated into these souls and to become individual people and animals and plants to have experience outside of the original self. Mm-hmm. But we're all connected to the God consciousness. We are all one, but we're just being projected out in separate forms to have these individual experiences. So of course, you know, we're all masters within. If we took off all the veils, you would find, here's like one of my favorite things that my guides once gave me. And this was back in the very beginning when I first started connecting to spirit, when I was first doing this work and I started working with people. And then I thought, oh, well, you know, I better get serious about this and I better start like meditating. And so I was meditating one day. And in my meditation, like sometimes I would do meditations at that time that were just quiet, you know, just being. And other times I would do like what I would consider like an informational meditation, inviting my guides to come in, you know, at any moment to discuss something with me or, you know, help me advance. So during this one meditation, I remember saying to my guides, I hope that someday that, you know, I would really like to see the way things really are, like the truth of things. And my guide said, well, maybe you might be able to one day. And I said, no, I don't mean like when I cross over and leave my body. I said, I want to do it while I'm Gil. That's the fun of it, you know. And they said, well, you might be able to tap into aspects of that. And they said, but here's what we can give you now. So they gave this example, and they say, let's say you're on a phone call right now with Alara, and she's in her environment on the phone. You're in your environment. You're talking to each other through this device or the internet. And we're going to begin removing some of the veils that keep this illusion of what you're experiencing in place. So we're going to remove the first veil. And we remove the first veil, and you notice, you look up and you notice, oh my God, there's no ceiling on my house anymore. I can see up to the sky. And then we remove another veil, and suddenly the walls, all the walls in your home disappear. And we remove another veil, and you look across the street and you see, oh my God, the houses across the street are disappearing, and the cars. And we remove another veil, and all of the plants and nature begin to disappear. And we remove another veil, and you look around, and suddenly you're not in your home anymore. You're just in this vast, like, eternal space. It just goes on and on and on. And we remove another veil, and now Alara is sitting there in front of you. You're facing each other, but you're no longer on the phone. You're in person communicating with each other. And we finally removed the last and final veil, and Alara is gone, and you are sitting there by yourself. And suddenly the realization comes to you that this is the reality of reality. You've been having everything you've been experiencing has basically been an illusion, and you've been having this experience all on your own, and you've been having a conversation with yourself the entire time. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so basically it was their way of trying to say, no matter how you may, you know, think of God or a higher intelligence or whatever, you are it. You are it, and you are just having this experience, almost like having a dream where there's a whole nother life and experience going on from the one you experience in your waking hours. And they're saying these are just all veils to help keep this illusion, this journey, this adventure in play. But the truth of the matter is, you are that higher intelligence. That is you. And I never forgot that, you know, and I just, in fact, I have a little message sent to me every day, like at 12 this afternoon. It just popped up a little while ago, that says, you are God, you are infinite, you can create anything you desire. Just to keep me reminded.
Yeah. And it's so powerful, and it's so true, but we forget, you know, and maybe some, this may be something that people are hearing for the first time, but, you know, it's mind-blowing, and the reason why we don't experience that all the time or at all is because sometimes we're not ready to let all the veils go. You know, we can only, our conscious mind, our ego mind can only handle a little bit at a time, and I know this is a totally different topic and subject again.
No, that's fine. and that's, but that's what I love about the guides, because once you get connected to your spirit guides, you don't need all of them. You only need one, but we all have many, many. But once you get connected to this, then they come in to remind you. You know, they remind you of who you are. They bring you new perspectives on things, so you can see from the broader perspective of, let's say, just being angry or just being upset or being frustrated, though they show you how to momentarily expand. And I mean, my life has drastically changed. Before I realized there were spirit guides and just thought my own inner voice was something I shouldn't listen to because they were just the ramblings of my mind, I now realize that there's wisdom there, and I constantly feel supported. it doesn't matter whether whatever chaos could possibly come into my life, I always generally feel at peace now because I know that I will be guided to what's right. And it's coming from, you know, my own higher self, my own infinite self. And it's always there. I don't, you know, stress out anymore, but my guides remind me, you know, let's say I get into a little funk over something and I'm not feeling 100% and I start, you know, with the self-pity and self-judgment and my guides come in to remind me and they're like, Gil, you know, you are the universe. You are God. Well, how could you possibly think this isn't good enough or you're not worthy or, you know, would God say that? Would you think that of God? Or even if you don't believe in God, would you think that of, you know, the highest and wisest intelligence? No. And so that's why I love being connected to my guides and being connected to my soul on that deep level, because it speaks to me now, just like a friend would to console you, except the guidance is much more wise than the guidance or opinions you may get from a friend. It's always there, you know, and it's a constant reminder and reminding me that this is a yes universe, you know, and to be cautious and careful of how I interact with myself and other people and the things I say. And what I mean by a yes universe is that the universe is non-judgmental. You know, it works strictly on basically the law of attraction, like attracts like, energy seeking out like energy. And so if I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I say, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too this, oh, they're not going to take me seriously at this meeting today, whatever it is, the universe simply says yes. And then that stays with me. And the more I keep doing it, you know, and people wonder why, you know, they're having so much conflict and chaos and things keep happening over and over. It's because they're running these kind of thoughts through their mind every day and every night. You know, and if I was to change and wake up in the morning and finally say, wow, you're pretty good looking there. You got a great smile. You know, I feel great today. You know, they're going to love this pitch at, you know, at the meeting today. And, you know, it's going to be a great day, even though it's raining outside. You know, the smell's going to be wonderful. All the grass and the trees are going to smell great. And I can't wait to, you know, get to work and start my day. The universe says yes. And those synchronicities that align with what you're thinking, what you just spoke out, whether it was out loud or, you know, thoughts in your mind, will come to you. You know, they will be being pulled towards you. So, you know, this is another reason why I love having the guides, because, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, once you build up this relationship with them and get used to this form of communication, you don't always have to seek them out. They will come in to you as long as you're allowing that. And it's a wonderful, like, symbiotic relationship. Your guides are only there to serve you. There's no judgment whatsoever. It doesn't even matter if you, I probably shouldn't say this, but it was just coming out of my mouth, like if you ran out and shot someone, you know, with a gun. There's no judgment there. It's only love. It's all about connecting you, getting you more connected and more deeply connected to your heart, to your soul, and helping you to figure out the best choices for you to make for yourself and for the others around you that you love. There's no judgment there. There's nothing to be, you know, I mean, I can't think of anybody, anybody really in my life, like a living human being, that there wouldn't be something I would be embarrassed by to say to them or reveal to them. But when it comes to my guides, they're just a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing I can't discuss with them. There's nothing that's too embarrassing, because it's the only source that I connect to that is completely non-judgmental. It's only just all loving.
Mm-hmm.
It's all loving guidance and wisdom, and it's the highest, or maybe we should just say the most expanded and all-encompassing guidance and wisdom you'll receive. Because your guides are merely a bridge. They're merely like a representative to the highest form of consciousness, which would be what we would consider like the God consciousness, the infinite
mm-hmm.
intelligence. It's the same thing. When you're talking to your guides, you are speaking to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, your guides and you, we're all God as it is, you know, it's different aspects of or different.
Exactly. When you're talking to yourself, I remember I was working with this lady in some private sessions when I was in the Middle East, and very intelligent woman. And we were doing a series of private sessions, and I was asking her to do some journaling in between our sessions, where she was communicating with her guides and, you know, ask them questions and then email it to me. I want to see how you're doing when you're on your own and you're communicating. So she sent me this one particular journal, and she started it out by asking, "Who am I talking to today?"
Mm-hmm.
And the voice responded back to her saying, "You're speaking with God." And she said, "Oh, really? I'm really speaking with God today?" And God said, "Yes." And this is true. I'm not making this up. This is a true
mm-hmm.
story. So God said, "Yes, you're speaking to God." And she said, "Oh, wow. Well, this is going to be amazing, because I have like so many questions to ask." So she started asking her questions, and God was responding to her. And then she gets to about the middle of the journal, and she says, "Wait a minute here. I'm not so sure I'm actually speaking to God. I mean, this is flowing through like so smoothly that I have a feeling I may just be talking to myself." And God responded to her and said, "Well, of course, anytime that you're speaking to yourself open and honestly from the heart, you're speaking to me."
Wow, I got chills.
Isn't that beautiful? But
yeah.
Here's the kicker. But then she responded by saying, "Oh, well, that's not what I'm looking for at all. Who else is here that can talk to me?" And I swear,
okay.
I'm not making that up. That's like word for word. But it's one of my favorite experiences. And it's true, excuse me, because when we are communicating honestly with ourselves, we are speaking to God. We are speaking
mm-hmm.
to that God consciousness. We're speaking directly to our soul, whether it's through our guides or directly to our own higher infinite self and to that God consciousness. It's all the same. It's all the same.
Wow. I love that story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, of course, you know, I always have tons of questions, but I also want to do the guided journey so that everybody can experience what it's like to meet and connect with their primary spirit guide and ask questions, and hopefully, possibly. I remember I always get answers, you know. So I would love to do that if right now is a good time.
Absolutely. It's always a good time to connect. So let me just put this out to people. It's probably going to be about 25 minutes, this little journey. You're going to want to, if you can, lie down somewhere and make yourself comfortable. If you're on the phone, if you have a headset that you can plug in, that would be better, so you don't have to hold the phone. And if you're on your computer, your laptop, or your iPad, and you have, you know, earbuds or a little headphone you can plug in, again, that would be best for the experience, so you don't have, so you're able to lie down and be comfortable. So with that being said, let's see, what else do I need to let you know? I just want to emphasize that it's really important to just accept everything that you experience in your journey, especially if you, those of you may be doing this for the very, very first time. You want to trust it and don't question it. You can always analyze or evaluate the experience that you had afterwards, but while you're in the process of making the connection, you just want to accept what's coming in. It's like being an observer. Just observe what's coming in. Just take it. Just trust it. And you can think about it afterwards. But if you try to stop and analyze it while you're in the process of making this connection, it's going to get in the way of the connection. It's going to dull the connection or possibly even block it. So don't even put any expectation on this experience. Just have fun with it. And like I said, trust everything that's coming in at the time and just treat it as a little adventure, as an experiment, and you'll be fine. So taking this journey is simple. All you have to do is follow my prompts as I guide you through the journey and just allow yourself to completely surrender to the experience and know that there is no right or wrong experience to have. Everyone experiences their guides and the having the experience of connecting to them in a different way. Everything that you experience today will happen exactly as it's meant to be for you at the time you take this journey. So again, no expectations, just lay back and relax. And this journey will also help you to open your channel and raise your vibrational frequency for future communication with your guides. So just relax and enjoy the experience. So make sure you're lying down in a comfortable position. You may want to use a small pillow behind your head or cover yourself with a lightweight blanket. You don't want to get like into bed and under the covers, but you can lay on top of the bed. As long as you're comfortable, that's the most important thing. And you'll want to be lying on your back, not your side or your stomach. So if you're lying on your back, usually it's most easy to place your arms and hands at your side, or you can fold them over your stomach, whichever is more comfortable. Just make sure that you're comfortable. That's the most important thing. Now, if you do need to be sitting up, if you can do that in a recliner and not like a straight back chair, that would be better for the journey experience. Just make sure you're as comfortable and relaxed as possible. So at this time, we ask that only those spirits of the highest vibrational frequency that are here in love to serve your highest good be present for this experience. We also ask that the highest vibrational frequency of everyone taking this journey, past, present, and future, and all spirit guides collectively be linked together in a synergistic frequency. So you're ready to begin your journey, and I'd like you to close your eyes now and just take a few deep breaths and let it out. Just take in a deep breath, let it out. Do this about 3 times. And I want you to release everything from your day, all thoughts of the future, anything else you have to do later today, and just allow yourself to focus on this present moment. Okay, good. Now we're going to begin a little breathing process, and I would like you to begin inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And for those of you who may have a cold right now and a stuffed nose, I know it may be difficult, but do your best if you can inhale deeply through your nose, but then release it and exhale through your mouth. imagine drawing the breath in like on a four count, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then releasing it on a four count, blowing the air out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, it doesn't have to be an exact four count. It's just an example to get you to understand that we're looking for deep breathing here, drawing the breath in deeply through the nose, and then releasing the breath deeply through the mouth. And just continue practicing this method of breathing for just a few moments, allowing it to become comfortable and natural to you. And you will remember everything that happens on your journey. You will enter a deep state of relaxation, but you will always remain conscious and aware, and you will not drift off into sleep. You will remain fully present. And as you continue breathing deeply, simply allow the density and the weight of your body to slowly fade away. Allow all thoughts to fade away. There's nothing else for you to focus on except this present moment. Being fully present here in this moment with me, with your guides. This is your reality. And know that every breath you take is now rebalancing, realigning, and opening your channel. You are peaceful, calm, relaxed, centered, focused, and expanding. You are infinite. This is your reality. Continue breathing deeply for just a few moments more. Okay, good. Now you can release the deep breathing method and just breathe comfortably, naturally. And I want you to think of a memory right now, something that's close to your heart, something that touches your heart in a very deep way. Now, this might be a cherished memory of something that touches your heart in a beautiful and joyful way, or even touches you through a deep sense of sadness or grief. There's no right or wrong memory to use. I would go with the first memory that you receive or the memory that comes in and feels the strongest for you. So go ahead and find that memory now. I'll give you about 20 seconds. Go ahead, find that memory for yourself. Okay, good. Now, what I want you to do is to take this memory out of your mind space and place it into the center of your heart. Simply move it out of the mind space and down into your heart. Use your imagination if you need to, and just think about sliding it down from your mind, down your body, and right into the center of your heart. And once you've moved that memory into your heart space, I want you to release all of the emotion from this memory, all of the circumstances and events, and just allow that memory to fill the entire heart space. and stay with this feeling. Whatever feeling this is producing for you right now, don't think about it, don't judge it. Just stay with that feeling for a few moments. Okay, good. Now, listen carefully to the sound of my voice as I guide you further into a deeply relaxed state of consciousness. And as I count from 30 down to 1, you will release all fear, all doubt, as you shift into a complete state of knowing and allow the natural flow of your own inner guidance to unfold. Allow yourself to become pure intelligence. Allow yourself to become pure imagination. Allow yourself to become pure light and love as you enter the realm of infinite possibility. So just listen to the sound of my voice, and you will remember everything that happens on this journey, and you will remain fully conscious and aware. And every time you hear me say the word deeper, you will automatically go 10 times deeper into a deeply relaxed state of consciousness. Every time you hear me say the word deeper, you will automatically go 10 times deeper into a deeply relaxed state of consciousness. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, deeper, deeper, and deeper, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, going deeper, deeper, and deeper, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, going deeper, deeper, and deeper, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, going deeper, 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 and deeper. You are now in a deeply relaxed state of consciousness, ready to connect to your primary spirit guide. You will now begin communication with your primary spirit guide using telepathy. And telepathy is simply just silently speaking to your guide using the exchange of thoughts in your mind, the very same way that you would talk to yourself. You're just thinking about it and sending out the thought. That's telepathy. So what I'd like you to do right now is just silently in your mind to call in your primary spirit guide and ask them to introduce themselves to you by name. Call in your primary spirit guide and ask them to introduce themselves to you by name. And I want you to take whatever name comes into your mind. It doesn't matter what that name is or if it makes sense to you or not. Just take the first name that comes to you and go with that. So call in your primary spirit guide and ask them to introduce themselves to you by name. Take your time, be patient, and allow the name to appear to you in your mind's eye or to receive the name being spoken to you silently through telepathy, like just receiving the thought of the name. You may simply just experience a sense of the name, and that's fine too. But remember to take the first name that comes to you, the name that stands out the most. No matter what that name may be, do not try to rationalize anything. Take a few more moments. And if you don't receive a name, that's okay. It doesn't always happen the first time, so don't concern yourself with that. Just relax and stay present in the moment. So we're going to move on now. And now I'd like you to just experience your guide's energy for a few moments. So just allow yourself to bask in the energy that is flowing through to you from your guide. You might want to ask your guide to send you their energy in a stronger way. Just say, can you please send me your energy so I can feel a sense of your energy? And just allow yourself to bask in whatever energy is flowing through to you from your guide. And you may experience some sensation in your body, or simply feel an overall sense of calm and peace. This might be a subtle energy or a powerful one. Whatever you feel, just allow it to flow through you. And while you're experiencing your guide's energy, if you weren't able to receive your guide's name clearly before, this might be a good place to ask again right now, to ask again for your guide's name if you did not receive it, or simply continue enjoying the flow of the energy coming through you. I'll give you a few moments. Okay, good. Let's move on. Now I'd like you to ask your guide, what is the most important thing you need to hear today in this very moment? What is it that you really need to hear today? If your guide could only tell you one thing, what is the most important thing you need to hear today in this moment? So go ahead and ask your guide now, what is the most important thing you need to hear today? And remember to take your time and to be patient. When you ask a question, don't go searching for anything. Just ask your question and simply allow the information to drift into you as easily as a cloud floating through the sky. What is it that you need to hear today in this very moment? I'll give you a few minutes, so take your time. Okay, good. We're going to move on now. So now I'd like you to ask your guide what they're here to help you with. What area of your life is this particular guide here to help you focus on and transform? What area of your life is this guide here to help you focus on and transform? Or simply just ask them, what are they here to help you with? What is the main thing this guide is here to help you with? So go ahead and do this now. And remember not to push. Just be patient. Allow the information to drift into you. Ask your question and let the information drift in and be patient. What is your guide here to help you with? Go ahead, do this now. Now, if you're having any difficulty receiving this information, simply ask your guide to break it down for you, and you can ask them to give you a single word or a single image that represents what they're here to help you with. And then once you receive that word or that image, ask them to clarify and explain more. In other words, like, okay, what does that word or image represent? What is the meaning of the message behind it? So if you're having any difficulty receiving this information, just ask them to maybe just give you one word or one image that represents what they're trying to get through to you. We're going to be moving on soon, but take just a few more moments, about 30 seconds more. Okay, good. Let's move on. And now I'd like you to imagine that your guide has just handed you a regular letter-sized envelope. Just imagine that your guide has handed you an envelope, and this envelope is addressed specifically to you. And it doesn't matter whether you can actually picture the envelope in your mind's eye or not. And if you don't, just know that it's there. Just accept the concept that your guide has just handed you an envelope addressed to you. And inside this envelope is a very special invitation. And this is an invitation that will explain to you what your soul is inviting you to experience in your life as the next essential step you need to take in your life in order to move forward. Make sure you're clear on that, that your soul, this is an invitation from your soul, inviting you to experience the next essential step in your life that you need to take. So I would like you to just bring this invitation into your heart space right now. Just imagine holding the invitation and the information inside against your heart. And give yourself permission to know the truth. Whatever this invitation is inviting you to experience, just allow yourself to be open to the truth. And now, allow yourself and your guide to present the information to you. Ask your guide to tell you what your invitation says. What is your soul urging you to experience as the next essential step you need to take in your life? What is your soul urging you to experience as the next essential step you need to take in your life? So ask your guide to tell you what this invitation says. Go ahead and do this now. I'll give you a few minutes. So take your time and be patient. What is your soul urging you to experience as the next essential step you need to take in your life? We're going to be wrapping up soon, but take just a few more moments to get clear on what your invitation says. And don't worry if all the information is not flowing through to you right now. You may receive additional information after the journey, and you can always come back and take this journey again if you need to on using the replay. So take just a few more moments to get clear. What is the next essential step you need to take in your life? Take a few more moments. Okay, very good. And now that you understand what your soul is guiding you to experience as the next essential step in your life, know that this is your personal truth. This is your personal truth. And taking action on this guidance will raise your vibration and bring you one step closer to experiencing the life of true abundance and inner peace that you've been searching for. You must reach this from taking one step at a time and knowing the next essential step you need to take in your life is critical. So please act on this guidance that you've been given as soon as possible. And now I'd like you to just take a moment to thank your primary spirit guide for showing up today and for sharing this transformational information with you. You'll remember everything you just experienced, and you may call upon this guide anytime you want to receive further guidance. Now that you've been introduced to your guide, you can use this guide at any time you want to receive further guidance. But for now, say your goodbyes and let your guide drift off into the distance. That's it. Just let them drift away for now. They're always here with you, but just let them drift away. And take a few moments to bask in the high vibrational energy you are experiencing right now, and allow yourself to bring this energy back with you. So it's time to return to your body and awaken. And I will awaken you by counting up from 1 to 10. When I say 10, you will open your eyes feeling fully alert, refreshed, relaxed, your mind and body being in complete alignment. 1, 2, 3, more and more awake, feeling refreshed and alert. 4, 5, 6, even more and more awake, filled with energy. 7, 8, nearly awake now. 9 and 10. Open your eyes. And take your time coming back if you need to. You might want to stretch out your arms and legs. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. You may want to focus on a few objects in the room just to help ground yourself. Okay, we are back. And now you have experienced just how easy it is to communicate with your own unique inner guidance through your spirit guides. And I want you to know that this divine connection is available to you at any time. And with just a little bit of practice, you can really know how to cultivate a profound relationship to your own inner guidance that will serve you in all areas of your life. So thank you for allowing me to take you on this special little journey today. And I want you to know that this is only the beginning.
Thank you. That was beautiful and so powerful. It was like, oh, I don't know. I was a bit surprised by who my spirit guide was, but not really surprised, just a little bit surprised. And
do you want to share that?
For me, how? No, it's okay. sure, why not? It's Krishna, you know, who I'm already very close to, but I did not think it was going to be him. I was like, I thought it was going to be somebody else. So I was quite surprised. So, but not surprised. You know, it's like, it's so weird. It's like, I can see why and how. And when I look back over my life and all the, everything, I can definitely see how it has always been him. And wow. So thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was, and the information just flowed. It was so beautiful.
Good. So were you able to get clear on like the next essential step that you need to take?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Good.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So I'll be doing some a lot more inner work on myself in the next little while. So it was quite clear. He's actually very clear when he gives messages, mm-hmm. I think. So I'm going to invite, all of you listeners right now, if you want to submit your feedback on the Q&A, let us know how that was for you. That would be great. That was amazing and so easy. And the energy was beautiful. Thank you, Gil.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Now, we are going to take some questions in just a moment. So preferably, they should be questions that are general in nature, not like reading type questions. So if you have general questions about spirit guides and things like that, that'd be great. But before that, I just wanted to quickly talk about your special offer, the package that you have for us today, Gil. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Gil12. That's GIL12. awakentohappinessnow.com/Gil12. GIL. Wonderful. So Gil, can you share a little bit about your package that you have available?
Absolutely. This is an amazing workshop because this is an 8-week workshop that will teach you how to become your own source of guidance. The purpose of the workshop is to awaken your inner guidance, and we do this through the method of connecting you to your spirit guides. And in the workshop experience, you will connect with your three most primary or prominent spirit guides. So during the workshop, you will, similar to the journey we just took now, there are 8 major journeys in the workshop, but they're a little bit longer than this. I would say they go anywhere from 45 minutes, maybe to a little bit over an hour. And the first journey focuses on meeting your guides, finding out who the three guides are, maybe learning a little bit about them and their previous physical existence. And then you'll take another journey to find out why these guides are here and how they plan on serving you. Then we get into in the third journey, which is a third class, is receiving guidance, learning how to receive guidance from your guides. And from there, we start to branch out. The fourth class is about meeting your angels, your personal angels, experiencing their energy, understanding how they're assisting you in your life. And remember, these are journeys. These aren't just conversations we're having. I'm guiding you and leading you through these beautiful recorded journeys that have music in them. And we move on from the angels to go into past lives. And there are several journeys into the past lives, which are very healing and transformative. And from there, we keep expanding. We go into another journey in class where it's all about, we take you to the highest vibrational version of yourself. It's meeting yourself in a parallel universe, but not the you that you're experiencing today. It's a higher vibrational version of yourself. Same basic reality. You're born to the same parents, but something was different, and you have a much stronger sense or foundation of self-love in this version of yourself. And this is usually one of the favorite journeys for people because it gives them an opportunity to come face to face with themselves, but a much more expanded version of themselves, the version that doesn't have any fear, that isn't facing all the problems, that is making much better decisions for themselves. And it's an incredibly powerful journey. And then we move on there, and the final journey in the workshop is what I call the big picture. And we lead you on a process to take you sort of out of your human consciousness into what we could call the God consciousness, and look in on your own life through the eyes of spirit, no longer looking at your life as a human would, but through the eyes of spirit, finding out what your pre-life birth plan is. Why did you come back and choose this particular life? Why did you choose to be born into this family? You know, what was it that you are looking to experience by coming back into this life? So we have these very, very wonderful and powerful journeys in each class. And then after each journey that people take, there's a small homework assignment, which is actually quite easy. It's just doing a journaling assignment with three questions to talk about with your guides. And my favorite part, or one of my favorite parts of the workshop, is that in this workshop, and I don't know any other workshop that does this, especially at this price point, where we give everybody that comes into the workshop can be assigned a personal instructor. And that instructor will work with you on your homework assignments and work with you on strengthening your connection to your personal primary spirit guides. And so it's an incredible, it's sort of like the best combination of a home study program and a live workshop, because the material is all on our website and you can go through it at your own pace. You don't have to show up at a specific time. You can go through it at your own pace, but you also have your private instructor to work with. So you can be communicating with your private instructor, you know, emailing back and forth about your assignments and if you have questions about it. And I don't know any other workshop that does that, that gives a student like a personal instructor to work through to support their journey through the workshop. And then my actual favorite part of the workshop is, in between the different classes, I come on live to do what we call open access calls. They're more expansive than just Q&A calls. They are Q&A calls. You can ask questions, but they're much more expensive. And people often ask questions that even go beyond the material of the workshop. And we have these wonderful, wonderful conversations. And if anybody's having problem in the workshop with the material, or they're unclear about who their guide is or how to use their guide, during these open access calls, I will take that opportunity to actually work with the student, you know, live, and to help get them to where they need to be. So we have three key points in the workshop. One are these wonderful immersive guided journeys that you're going to be taking with your spirit guides. They're connected with you all through these journeys that are quite expansive. And then you have the homework assignments, which are actually quite easy, but you're going to be doing them with your guides. And that is another expansive opportunity. And you get to work with your personal instructors through that. Then the third point is our open access calls, where we all come together, share the experience that's been happening, and expand sometimes and many times, like I said, beyond the actual material of the class. So by the time you finish this workshop, you will have a very strong foundation of an ability to communicate with your spirit guides. And when you learn how to communicate with your spirit guides, you're basically learning how to communicate with all forms of spirit. It's no different to communicate with a departed loved one or any other spirit in another dimension. It's all the same. It's all the same form of communication. But I believe that we have probably one of the most extensive or at least effective workshops in learning how to communicate with spirit, because it's done in such a natural an open way. And the fact that the students are taking journeys every week, they're not just, how should I explain this? They're not just learning all of this like on an intellectual level. They're actually learning it on an experiential level. It's all about the experience of, you get the experience of deeply connected, being connected while you're being guided on the journeys, but you're also learning how to connect to your guides while you're fully aware, fully awake, fully conscious. And the blend of those two together can create magic experiences. And, you know, my favorite thing is, I've probably been doing this workshop for 3 years now, and people are so amazed by their own transformation while they're doing the workshop, and how easy it is to actually make these deep connections to their spirit guides. But what I'm really flabbergasted by is when they write back to me 6 months later, or even a year later, telling me that I would not believe how their lives have changed now that they've been working with their guides and being guided and more open to that guidance and wisdom that's been flowing through and acting on that. Many of their lives are like completely different. So that is the workshop. It's an 8-week workshop. We actually give people 10 weeks inside the workshop, but we call it an 8-week workshop, and it's a great experience. I don't know any other workshop that can teach you to connect to your inner guidance so thoroughly and so easily. And like I said, having that support of that personal instructor being available to you makes all the difference, because you're not going through it alone, and whatever little question you have, your instructor is available to help you. I'm available. We have a wonderful little closed Facebook group, and the students just post their whatever questions they may have on the Facebook group, and I answer all the questions myself. I also allow students to write to me personally, although I do suggest the Facebook group is better because I answer those questions faster than the individual emails. But this is a wonderful, wonderful 8-week experience. And to make it as easy as possible, we also have a good payment plan, a no-interest payment plan. The workshop is $497 for 8 weeks. You can do 3 payments, monthly payments of $166, or you can even make 5 monthly payments of $99. And there's no interest on any of those. It's still the same price. And that's it. What else can I tell you?
Well, I was just going to add, Gil, that I've actually been through the program, so I loved the journeys. The journeys I found so powerful, maybe because I love doing journeys, but it was so powerful. And what I like even more than journeys was the, after we do the journeys, you know, you answer all those questions. So it's like, it's homework, yes, but it's more about making it more concrete, you know what I mean? So it's not just out there, but now that you're writing it down and putting it on paper, it becomes more concrete and real, you know. So it strengthens that bond and that relationship and that knowing that that I did receive some information, and this is the information I received. I can see it in black and white, you know what I mean?
Exactly, because the journeys is a totally different experience. They're wonderful because you're deeply immersed, you know, into a great state of relaxation and you're being guided. But in the real world, when you need guidance, you need it like at the spur of the moment, you need it on demand. And so doing the homework assignments and getting used to asking your guides questions, and the right type of questions, the questions that reveal more about yourself, finding out where your fears are, how to move through blocks that you have. You know, that's equally as important because you are doing that when you're awake and aware. And that's why I said the blending of the two is what creates that magic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so empowering to be able to connect with your guides, ask questions, get the answers. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, we don't always trust the information that we're getting. Like, is it really from them or is it just my own mind, you know?
Exactly.
You know, that happens.
And that's also why the instructors are so important, because when you turn in your assignments, they're going to review your assignments and read through them. And all of our instructors have been through this workshop, some of them multiple times, and they've all been trained in a separate program by me.
Mm-hmm.
And they can easily tell whether the the information that you've been given is authentic or not. And where it might not be, they will guide you to go back and ask certain things that will get you back on the right track to make sure that you're not pulling in the information from, let's say, the ego part of your consciousness, and that it's pure and authentic mm-hmm. information. But that's also a process, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter like how good a psychic or intuitive or medium somebody might be, you know, today and doing it as a profession. There's always an opportunity for a little bit of our own ego or just our own perception of life to filter in. And it's, you know, it's not an exact science. It's more of a, I guess we could call it an art form or just a state of being. And it's not infallible. But that's also one of the things we teach is what do you do when you don't feel the information you've gotten is right, or you've acted on it and something didn't turn out right. All these are all things that we cover, you know, over the full 8 weeks of this course.
Perfect. Thank you. And that is, again, available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Gill12. So please do take a look at that. I always love programs that are empowering in this way, that teach you how you can connect with your own knowing and your own guides and the wisdom that is always flowing to you all the time. So this is one of those special programs that I love because, you know, you don't always have to go to somebody else. You can get the information yourself. But sometimes, like I said, I had a reading with somebody on my birthday because I really wanted one, you know, that time. And it was wonderful. And then I had a healing session today with somebody else, you know, and even though I can do that work myself, you know, as well, sometimes it gives you an added layer, you know, or a different perspective that you hadn't thought of. And a lot of times it's just clarification or validation of what you already know. And so, you know, having the tools to access this information yourself is so very powerful. So thank you, Gil.
It is really powerful. And I just want to make another point here that I just thought about is that it's not only just about being able to get guidance and the answers to your questions, because once you connect with your spirit guides and you're connected to your soul, your own inner guidance, your own infinite self, this is an expanding process. It goes mm-hmm. way beyond just, you know, having a source of wisdom to get guidance from or to ask questions. This is so expanding. It begins changing your perception of everything. You can learn more through it. Everything that I know now, everything that I share, you know, through teaching, this workshop, everything that I do, I learned this from my guides. My guides brought me to this place, you know, bringing me new information, and I would work with that information, and then when I was ready, they'd come in and they'd give me more advanced information, and I'd work with that, and then they'd come in again. And everything that I am putting out there now for people, I didn't take a class, you know, or I didn't take multiple classes. You know, it happened through an experience, but it was my guides that brought me into the knowledge and the understanding of all this information. So, you know, it's great to have that resource to ask the questions and get the guidance. But beyond that, you will find yourself expanding into completely new versions of yourself that keep appearing as you move down the road, because every connection with your guide and every time they may bring you something new to discover about yourself or about the way energy works or about life, another new version of yourself is created. You've entered like a new vibrational frequency, and you continue to expand and expand and expand. And for me, I consider that the real beauty, the real power of this, because if I was to look back at who I was before I started communicating with my guides, let's say like 7 years ago, that version of Gil, I can barely recognize. It would almost be like taking me back to a past life to see myself. I can't even imagine I was that person, meaning the way that I would think, the way that I would feel about myself, the way I interacted with life. The growth in those areas is what's really made the mega change for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. If I look back at my life 10 years ago, and now completely transformed, and part of that has to do with following the guidance from my guides and all of it has been huge. And not just the guidance, but just the energy received from them and the vibrations, and just everything has changed.
And the love and support. Like, I don't know how you felt, but I know that once I was really feeling that these guides are really here for me, and I didn't feel alone anymore in the world. I didn't feel like, oh, well, nobody just gets me. They don't really understand me. I never felt alone from that moment on, because I knew there was this benevolent, like loving presence that was always there supporting me, guiding me, that had no judgments on me whatsoever. They were only there to help me expand, to help me grow. And I just felt so much love, and I felt their presence all the time, that I it was the end of any thoughts I had that I was alone in this world.
Beautiful. Yeah, and that's so powerful, because, and you know, that alone is huge, because so many people feel alone and isolated, and we're never alone. You know, we always have a team or guides with us always. And I love what you said, how they're totally non-judgmental. There's no judgment whatsoever. And they just shower their love, unconditional love and blessings on us all the time. And it's up to us to be able to receive, connect with them, build that relationship, nurture that relationship, strengthen that communication, and co-create, you know, our lives with them, you know, with their help, because they're only here to help us.
Absolutely.
So thank you. It's such an exciting program. I'm so glad that you are bringing this to everyone.
Do we want to open up for some questions? Do we have time?
Yep. So okay, we're going to take some questions. I think I mentioned hit star two to raise your hand or submit a question on the Q&A. So we would prefer general questions, you know, general questions about spirit guides or about connecting to guys, anything along that vein would be great. So we're gonna here we go. Let me just open this up a little bit. So obviously, you know, Gil is not really tuning in to each one of us to do a personal reading. So he's, you know, not really going to be able to tell you about, you know, personal stuff. But if you have a general question, that'd be great. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 8977. Hello.
Hi, Gil. This is Ian. How are you?
Hi, Ian. I'm doing well.
Good. Good.
You sound familiar to me for some reason.
Yes. I was on a call with you last year. You were talking about my mom and a spatula. Do you remember that? She cooked with a spatula. Remember me now?
Vaguely. I definitely remember you. I don't remember what we talked about, but yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were just doing like a connection, you know, like a psychic medium moment there. So, okay. Regardless of, you know, because we all know that, you know, way back in ancient times, people created the word soul and spirit
mm-hmm.
and God, right? I mean, we all know that. And, you know, that's sort of what she was touching on. Now, so, you know, I'm pretty, you know, compelled. There are a lot of skeptics out there. You know, we all know there are atheists, non-believers, skeptics of all this, the amazing Randy. You know what I mean? So what I was thinking when you were talking near the end is either way, you know, I mean, and I am pretty much a believer like you. This is all really real.
Mm-hmm.
But some people say it's mental illness. You know, she talks to angels. You know, mm-hmm. in other words, people are skeptical and other people are not.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, it's an endless debate, right? But in our brains, if it's all in our brains or our minds, it still can be helpful and useful, what you do and, you know, what we all experience with this kind of thing, you know? In other
Absolutely.
Words, in the brain or the mind, or if it is all other worlds, other dimensions, God, you know, the afterlife, eternity. So let's say spirit guides are real. I got Shamuel. Like she got Krishna, I got Archangel Shamuel. That's what I got. It's my spirit guide. Okay, so how can spirit guides... some general ways they can, let's just say, guide us financially, any financial family problems with not just games of chance and, you know, that and sweepstakes and lottery and all that, but also, you know, career and wisdom and just
mm-hmm.
in that area. Just to start off, in your, you know, experience, what are some ways for financial improvement and just financial for everybody, you know, abundance, you know,
got
prosperity
it, got it.
And yeah,
got
for spirit
it. So here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's no magic pill for any of
right.
this.
Right.
Otherwise I would be offering those. and here's the way that energy works. The law of attraction is in
uh-huh.
effect all the time, whether you believe
okay.
in it or you don't. It's like gravity,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe in gravity, but I don't see you floating up in the air, so it's
right.
working. So
mm-hmm.
Everything, as we talked about earlier, and I said, you know, this is a yes universe. Everything that you experience in your life, in your world, in your universe, is a reflection of what's going on with you internally, your
uh-huh.
thoughts, where your
yeah.
energy is, where your vibration is. So
mm-hmm.
in order to manifest something that you desire, you must be in vibrational alignment with that thing
uh-huh.
or somewhere close to it. So in
uh-huh.
other words,
uh-huh.
people experience
yeah.
problems with things in their life because on a conscious level, they
yeah.
want something. On the conscious
yeah.
level, they, let's say, you know, put out a job application. On a conscious
uh-huh.
level, they think they're thinking good thoughts are being positive. But
yeah.
on the unconscious level, they've got all these thoughts like,
mm-hmm.
well, who am I to be,
uh-huh.
you know, in a great job?
Right.
Who am I to have a great relationship? Oh, nobody is really going to
yeah.
love me, or I'm
right.
damaged, you know, material. So whatever energy is stronger in your personal energetic sphere, that's where the synchronicities get pulled to. That's where the law of attraction is being pulled to, the strongest energetic output. And for most people, we are creating from our subconscious, not our conscious. And what your spirit guides help you do is, if you want to, let's say, make more money, and you know the type of question to ask them is not would not be something like, okay, well, tell me how to make more money. It would be more like, help me figure out what I need to do in order to improve my finances. And so your guides may say to you, well, before you can improve your finances, you need to release some of your limiting beliefs. What do you mean limiting beliefs? These limiting beliefs that you've had, that you have held on to or accumulated all of your life. Well, what are they? I don't know what you mean. Well, weren't you thinking just yesterday about how, you know, unskilled you were because you never went to school to learn a trade or technical trade or whatever, and you don't feel confident in yourself? Oh, yeah, that's true. But don't you know how to create websites from scratch and write code and do all these things? Yes. Well, what's the real truth then? So they work with you on helping you to release your limiting and false beliefs and showing you how and what you need to do to get into alignment with what you're desiring. It's not like, oh, go and meet this man wearing a red hat on the corner and he's going to offer you a job. No, they're showing you how to make the changes in yourself that you need to change so you will be in a, let's say, more expanded or lighter vibrational frequency that now is open to movement. Now it's open to attracting those things that you want. Do you understand?
Yes. Is it now, as far as I totally understand all of that, I've learned about all of this recently. Now, in your opinion or your experience with spirit guides and Krishna and, you know, our angels and spirit guides, do they not involve themselves with things like, you know, games of chance? Oh, here's your lucky numbers. You know, go to this casino slot machine, you know, go hit it big with the Powerball. In other words, enter this sweepstakes. In other words, do they just focus on
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's true and it's not. And I'll tell you what the difference is. Like, your spirit guides can show up for you in person, just like a deceased person can. They can communicate to you through email, through text, call you on the phone, whatever. But there's a reason that they don't. Because they want you to be able to use your own technology, your human and your spirit technology, through energy, through telepathy, to make this connection, because that's the most powerful form of communication. They don't want us to rely on tricks. Well, not tricks, but let's say devices. Because if you did rely on a device and you get used to that, like for instance, if I want to call my sister, I pick up the phone and I text her. But I'm not used to communicating with her telepathically. I am with my guides. And it's actually more efficient with my guides. I can do it in a nanosecond and bring them in. So if we get comfortable with communicating with our guides through technology, what's going to happen if the technology disappears? Whether it's during warfare or momentarily, we have all the ability. So they purposely don't show themselves through that kind of technology. Now, when it comes to games of chance, I've been to Vegas before, and I remember a friend of mine asking me as we're walking through the casino, hey, have you ever tried just gambling like with your guides? And I'm like, no. And well, first of all, I don't gamble much, but they said, well, why don't you? And I said, I just never thought about it, and I don't feel comfortable like using it in that way. And he said, well, let's try it. And I said, okay. So he said, ask your guide like what slot machine I should play. So I asked my guides and I said, okay, so what slot machine should Chris go to? And they pointed one out to me and I said, this one over here, go to this one. So Chris goes over, he sits down, he puts, I forgot how much it was in, puts the money and pulls the handle and he won and all the money came out. So he said, oh my God, let's do it again. So we went to another one and we did the same thing, another one that my guides pointed out, and we did it again and all the money came out. And he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Let's just keep doing this. And we went to another one and then it stopped. And so I asked my guides, like, why did you stop? And they said, because it's enough. You know, we're just kind of like showing off to let him know that, yes, you can tap into the energy of something, but you don't have to ask us. You can learn to do it on your own. But, you know, just walking around the slot machines and winning money is not going to improve your life. So we're not pimping ourselves out to do that type of work. But, yes, you can certainly tap into it. So there you go. Mm-hmm. They can.
So in other words, when you were in Vegas with Chris, the spirit guides are hinting at moderation in casinos and gambling and sort of, you know, do that. Plus for other people, you know, all people to find other ways to be successful and to be abundant.
Yeah,
and
not to
say. In other words, they want to just do that in moderation and not, you know. That, yeah.
Because not to say that you can't earn your money like being a gambler and doing that, but they don't want you to depend on something like that rather than your own belief in yourself. Like you could only do this if you ask your spirit guide rather than why don't you believe in yourself and just tune in to that and use that feeling and tune in to what machine is ready to align with your energy. And that's the whole purpose of them guiding us to become more expanded and more in tune with ourselves.
Yeah, thank you. Great question.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great answer. Thank you.
All right,
take care. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, great question.
That was good.
Yeah. all right, let me just check and see. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712. And hello?
Hi. This is a great topic today, believe me. I have a good question.
What's
now,
your name?
I know
what's your name?
Marlene. My name
Marlene.
Is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Now, we are talking, like, about, you know, spirit guides and also, like, angels, okay? And I am very familiar with the angels because they always show up in my life and sometimes manifest. But I have a good question, like, should you use your guides and your angels together, you know, for a certain issue in your life? Like, if you want something or some particular person to actually leave your life? And you
Excuse
can't
me,
get rid of that person for some reason?
You can use either or both, you know.
Okay.
We certainly do, you know, we have a journey in our workshop for the angels, but I'm focusing on the workshop for the spirit guides. But honestly, it's like I was saying earlier when that woman didn't believe she was talking to God, because God said, anytime you're having an honest conversation with yourself, you're talking to me. So when I go out running in the evening, I have a tree that I stop and talk to. And I get guidance and information from this tree as well. So if I give you a grapefruit and put it in front of you and say that God will speak to you through this grapefruit and you believe it, then it will. That's it. Whatever means you're asking for help and guidance through, it will show up. So you can use your angels, or you can use your spirit guides, or you can use them both. I've just become more comfortable, I guess, with my spirit guides, and we don't have enough time on the show to discuss angels, but honestly, your angels are you as well. They're not an energy necessarily outside of yourself, but they work a little bit differently because angels tend to work on a more energetic level of doing things like silently and quietly and nudging you in a certain way, where your spirit guides can be more vocal and more conversational. But that's not 100% true either, because I have friends that do angel readings and, you know, go to their angels or the client's angels to get information for them. So again, if I give you a grapefruit and tell you that this grapefruit holds all the wisdom, ask the grapefruit the question and, you know, get the answer from it, it's going to happen. As long as you're open to that and you trust that the information will come through. Because remember, our spirit guides are what? They're just versions of ourself. We're just using, let's say, this figurehead to, you know, it's like God, they are real because they're coming from the experience of your own soul. But we could also say, because everything is one, that God is putting on a hat and a suit and these shiny shoes to show up as your spirit guide from the 1920s to talk to you. It's, I know it's kind of hard to like to wrap your mind around it, but everything other than the fact that you are a projection of the God consciousness is an illusion. So it's like, which illusion do you feel more comfortable speaking to and using? Personally, the other reason I like the spirit guides is because the spirit guides do generally emanate from your soul experience. So every time I meet like a new spirit guide that shows up for me, I ask them, well, what was happening when you were alive, when you were in physical form? And now I'm learning about a past life that I had. Whether it's an animal, I've been a dog before, I've been, you know, plants, I've been energy in the solar system, I've had a life with aliens on another planet, and I've been many, many other things, men and women and different things. So when I'm bringing in a new spirit guide, or they just seem to pop in from time to time, a new one, and I ask about their journey, then now I'm learning more about myself. I just learned about a new, either past life or future life, you know, that's being experienced and held within my soul. And that's why I also like working with the spirit guides, because but I think I've lost track of your original question. It was about getting someone out of your life that won't leave.
Yes. They're very, also they're very rebellious, like a child, but they're an adult. And it's like, wow, you know.
Okay, I had a situation like that in my life. But it wasn't like with a live-in person. It was a friend.
Oh.
And
no.
You have a live-in person?
This is a tenant that's hooked to the back of my home here and destroyed my property and won't pay the rent and is swearing and yelling at me. And I'm like, get out of here. Okay?
Okay, so in a case like that, with what I know now, I would be asking my guide, I really need to let go of this person and have them off of my property. What can I do about this? And you start with that question and find out where it leads you. Now, your guides may give you some good legal advice, actually, that you can research further, or they may say to you, would you believe us if we told you that your energy is actually keeping them more tethered to you? And then proceed from that conversation to tell you what you're doing that is holding those people back when you could make a change within yourself that would actually change the situation and those people would want to move on. Because realistically, here's how energy works. I'm going to talk about vibration right now, and I'm just going to give assign numbers to it. So let's just say that where your desire is, or that a higher frequency of vibration is at 100, and you are currently at 45, and the people that are living on your property that you want to disappear are maybe at a 40. Now, you being at a 45 and them being at a 40 doesn't mean that you're the same type of people. It just means that for whatever reasons in each of your individual lives, that that happens to be where your vibrational frequency is operating right now. So, because your vibrational frequency is right about the same level, what's happening is it's allowing the two of you to stay together. Now, if you or the other party was to have a drastic change in frequency, like let's say you release some things within yourself that are actually holding you back right now, and your frequency goes from 45 up to 80. Now, and they're at 40, you are so far apart on frequency right now that naturally they will be repelled by your frequency and you will be repelled by their frequency, and something will have to shift. One of the two of you like would have to leave, and since it's your property, it would most likely be them. They wouldn't understand what is going on, but for some reason, they would just want to get the hell out of there. It's like, because like frequencies can stay together forever or for quite a long time, but as soon as those frequencies start to change drastically, unlike frequencies cannot stay in the same place for very long. It's like, you know, if you take two magnets and they stick together, but take the backside, the negative side of the magnet, and they repel each other, you can't put them together no matter how hard you try. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm saying that there's probably something in you that you could shift or you could change and transform that would raise your frequency. And when your frequency raises far enough away from them, they will naturally want to leave. And like I said, they probably won't even know what it is, but something will just make them feel like they want to get the hell out of there. And so that's the way.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
That your guides can work with you. They will generally work with you by helping you change something in yourself where you have more control than trying to change something in somebody else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so Marlene's phone dropped, but she'll listen to the rest on the replay. But
oh, okay,
you,
I thought you were Marlene.
Question, and I love that.
Okay.
Nope, she's gone. That's okay, but she'll listen on the replay. She her phone dropped. So.
She's gone but not forgotten.
Not gone but not forgotten. But yeah, that's a great great response, and that's what the guides can help us with, is giving us ways to raise our vibration so that something will shift within us, and as something shifts within us, our circumstances, our environment will also change. It has to change.
Absolutely.
Right?
And this is the thing that you learn, you know, over time in working with your guides, is they give you so many different or new ways of looking at a situation and learning how energy really works. So we can stop banging our heads against the wall and figure out, well, why doesn't this work? I keep doing this thing. I keep pushing this button and nothing happens. And it's because we're simply not in alignment at the present moment, for that to happen. And our guides can help us figure out how to get in alignment.
Yeah, and that's the key. It's about us getting into alignment. Okay, we're going to take one last quick question because I know we've already gone over time. But I think this question is going to be important. So I'm going to unmute phone number ending in 1472. And like I said, it's just ask a general question, not a personal reading question.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Gil. Hi, Alara.
What's your name?
This is Nikki.
Nikki.
Nikki, okay.
All right. So during your guidance, when you're asking us to get deep and think of a memory, instantly my deceased sister-in-law came to me, and she's been deceased over 12 years. And I just, the tears just flowed and flowed and flowed, and I tried to focus on something else, but she came back to me. So I went through the process with you. Thank you very much. It was awesome. And my question is, instinctively, the very first name that comes in, I mean, I suppose my left analytical brain is trying to overpower my heart, but I mean, I do hear things, and I'm wondering, should I doubt that, or is that really true? So that's where I have a little difficulty trusting my own, you know?
I understand. So, you know, once you get more fully or more deeply into this process, time will become your experience and your teacher, because you will come to, like, learn, like, you feel it. Like, you feel whether is a mistruth coming through or if it was authentic. But until that happens, all you have to do is simply ask. And here's what I did early on, and I still do if that situation arises. We're discussing something, or I get some information that's urging me to do this or act in this direction or do that. And I check with it. And I say, is this coming in from my guides, or is this just the ramblings from my mind?
Mm-hmm.
And I wait to see what the answer is. Sometimes it's usually... it's us, it's your guides. Sometimes it's the ramblings of your mind. And then I'll say, okay, now that I know that, what's the real guidance or what's the real truth? And then they'll usually tell me. And I know, because we're now having a conversation about it. And here's a real key. When you ask why, like, let's say you're getting a feeling or guidance or intuitive hit to move in a certain direction, whether it's like yes to this or no to that, or yes, you should do that, or shut them out, whatever. Ask why. Because the more questions and the more details you ask, you will then start to figure out whether the guidance is real or it's coming from your ego. For instance, let's say, like, I'm thinking about Marlene right now and the people she wanted to get rid of. If you had somebody...
I totally agreed with you, by the way. I totally agreed with you.
Okay.
It's her. It's not the tenant. It's
right.
Her.
So let's say that there was somebody in your life that you just thought, oh, my God, you know, this is not serving me to be in this relationship anymore, even if it's a friend. And so you ask your guides, you know, what should I do about this? How can I detach myself from this relationship? So if the information comes in and would say to me, okay, Gil, look, you know, you've done all you can in this relationship and you've been over backwards and you really need to protect yourself from this person because they're dangerous or they're dangerous to your mindset and you just need to close the door on them and stop talking to them. As opposed to your guides maybe saying to you, well, the first thing to think about is what originally drew you to this person? And how have you felt about your relationship? Do you love this person? Do you have any love in your heart for this person? And let's take a few moments to think about what they mean to you and whether you've enjoyed this relationship at times or not. And they guide you from a more loving and compassionate place. Now, the answer mm-hmm. could turn out to be the same, but they might suggest to you, take a few days and think about it and think about, you know, the love you have for this person. And if you're really willing to detach from this person and to not have them in your life, and if you do it from a place without anger and without fear, and you're doing it from a loving and compassionate place, excuse me, I've been getting over a bad cold. If you're doing it from a loving and compassionate place, and you come to the same conclusion, then there's your answer. But they probably would say to you, you know, be authentic with them and be honest and call them and tell them that you no longer want this relationship. It's not working for you, but you wish them the best and do that, or send an email, but don't just turn your back on them and shut the door, because you want to give them an opportunity to step up to the plate. You know, mm-hmm. maybe they will try and change. Maybe they'll work harder in the relationship. And even if they won't, at least create the space where you can be authentic and allow them to be authentic. And that may be the end of it. But do you see the two different types of information that came through to give you the same mm-hmm. thing? So if you're yeah. getting any guidance and information coming through that has any, the first thing you want to do is think, does this have any fear attached to it whatsoever? Is it coming from a place of fear, or is it coming from a place of love? And if it's got any fear in it whatsoever, it's not mm-hmm. authentic, or it's not fully authentic. Because a lot of times we get information that if we could hook it up to a meter, we could say, well, this is like 80 or 85% authentic, but there's a little bit of me or my negativity drifting in. That's mm-hmm. a given. That happens almost with everyone. So that's the best way to go about it. Ask your guides, was that coming from higher guidance and wisdom, or was that just the ramblings of my mind? And then, or the next thing is to ask them why. Why mm-hmm. is this information being given to me? For what reason? And as they reason it out for you, you will find in the information, or you may just feel it without even asking that question, where is this coming from a place of fear? Do you feel any fear in here? Or does it all feel like it's coming from a place of love? And then there's your answer.
Right.
Because guides aren't capable of lying to us. They're not capable of being mean. They're not capable of processing or passing down doubt or mistrust. Because imagine the God consciousness, and this is why I could never believe in a judgmental God. If it's a loving God, then it must be void, or we'll just say realm. Let's take God out of it. If it's a loving realm or loving space or loving intelligence, it must mm-hmm. be void of doubt, fear, mistrust, or any judgment. You can't have mm-hmm. it both ways. It doesn't work that
right.
way.
Right.
So you'll know if you feel any fear in the information whatsoever that it's not 100%.
Got you.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. Great question.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
wow.
Take care.
Bye, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, that was a good question, and that's a very common question. And it's actually quite easy to, you know, once you just use a few different little methods, like I just mentioned, you get used to that, and more quickly, you're just able to discern almost through feeling. But here's what happens, Laura. The more important the question is, or should we say the deeper our heart is attached to the outcome, of that mm-hmm. question, it becomes more mm-hmm. difficult for people to find the truth because they're so attached to getting the answer
yeah.
that they want that it gets all mucked up. But
yeah.
the truth is, like the old expression, the truth will set you free. So better to know the truth and to work from that place and move on and work from that place to create what your desire is.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Wow. Great, great questions. And thank you. This is, hold on. This is wonderful. and so Marlene was listening online, so that was great. So she said
oh,
thank
good.
You. Yeah, so she heard everything. And so Marlene, and just a quick little comment to Marlene. Marlene, can you please resend that email to me? It's gone missing in the past couple of days because I received so many emails for my birthday and so on that some emails have gone missing for sure. So please send me that email again. All right, thank you. So, wow, I know we've gone way over, Gail, but thank you so much for this. This has been so powerful. Can you... Any other last words of wisdom? Is there anything that we didn't touch on? I feel like we touched on so much. It was so such a full call and so much content and experience at the same time.
Any final wisdom? Wow. Well, the first thing
is something else that we.
The first
yeah,
thing
exactly.
that came to my mind, but I guess it's a personal thing. I was going to say, cookies can save your life, but that's a whole nother. Topic, but what I would say is really just, you know, trust yourself, learn to trust yourself, force yourself to trust yourself, mm-hmm. because you really do have a master within, and you should learn to trust yourself more to help awaken and activate that master within, and really follow your dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You,
yeah.
if you're not following your dreams, you're not alignment. You're not in alignment with your soul. You know, whatever. And when I say dreams, I mean like it doesn't have to be one thing. Or we're not talking about being a star, but all of the things that you want to try and that you want to explore and the things that you're passionate about. Find a way to bring those things into your life. I've worked with people who have healed from serious illnesses, from serious like terminal diseases, just because their guides have showed them that they stopped doing all the things that they used to love to do. And bring mm-hmm. those things back into your life. Listen to music again. Go out and do this, you know. Start cooking again. Go out and spend time in some vacations in nature. And people start reversing that process of denying all the things they used to love to do, and they actually healed. I mean, it's been amazing. And we get all jammed up when we're not doing the things that make us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything I can leave you with is follow your dreams. Find a way to follow your dreams and incorporate those things that you really desire to experience into your life, even if it's on a smaller level, even if it's not as big and grand as you would like it to be, bring it into your life and stop waiting and deceiving yourself and telling yourself that you're going to do it when this happens and you're going to do it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if I only had a little more money. Well, I'm going to wait till I move. And then, no. Do it now. Do it now. Because that's what your life is about. Yes, it's true that we all pretty much do have at least one thing or one major reason that we chose to incarnate into this life, like an overall experience we wanted to have. But while you're here in the experience, the key to stay connected to your heart is to honor those things that are coming from your heart, those desires, those passions that you feel, those things that too many of us like will put off. No, follow
mm-hmm.
your dreams. Follow your dreams.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Oh, wow. This has been such a wonderful call, and, you know, Gil's program is, like I said, it's wonderful. It's amazing. It's so empowering. So please do take a look at it. It's available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Gil12. Like I said, I've been through the program myself. I love the guided journeys. I love the homework afterwards even, because it really connects you with your, with the messages that you receive during the journeys. And it really shows you that it's true, it's real, you're getting it, you know. So, and trusting, you know, you'll begin to trust yourself. So please do take a look at that. And wow, this has been so much fun, so much wonderful wisdom and guidance. The energy has been flowing throughout this call. So I want to thank all of you for being on the call, all of our guides, our teams that have been here and sharing in this wisdom. And, you know, as we leave for today, please take a few minutes to connect within. Take a few minutes to connect to your guides. Talk to them. Ask them questions. Start with simple things, you know, even yes or no to begin with. You know, just go to your heart space. Redo the journey again that that we did on the call today. But take a few moments and do that, you know.
Absolutely. It'll I was going to interject with that and say that, you know, if everything didn't come through or they had a little bit rough time of it, go back and take the journey again on the replay. Because sometimes, you know, we all have different safety mechanisms. We all have different fears. We have different sensibilities. For some people, it may take them a few times to just feel comfortable and relaxed enough to let that information and that connection happen. So if it didn't happen for you, go back and try it again. It's completely worthwhile to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that the replay will be up shortly as well. So redo that again. You know, it's so much fun. And the energies alone in during that I found were really positive and uplifting and empowering, you know, connecting into your heart space, connecting to your guide, feeling the energy from your main spirit guide and so on. So yeah, please do that again. So thank you again so much, Gil. This has been wonderful. I'm so glad that you were able to spend time with us and share so much of yourself with us during this call. You know, you're brilliant. I loved all of the wisdom that came through and the questions from the callers were amazing. So thank you for those questions and thank you for being here with us all today.
Oh, you're so very
until
welcome.
Next time. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying you're very welcome and thank you for having me. So let's go.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, and Gil's next program is starting April 1st. So please do take a look at that special offer again. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And we'll see you again soon. Bye for now. Have a good day or evening.